to the weekend.
Now 7 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, and normally the first part of this hour we devote to health and beauty internally and externally. Louis, along with the author of all these great books that you hear us talking about, I keep wanting to call him a doctor, I don't know why, David Pollack. Is the authority of beauty. He's created all of these great products, the facelift in a bottle called Insta Results, the things that we have that prevent your face from going down the tube, the all-natural things, taking water and chemicals out of the products that we use to help beautify us. The other thing is what you put into your body, and that's where Louis comes in, idea of creating an ambiance that is positive, the things that you put into your body. And sometimes this book, which you can get for free, by the way. Ooh, that's terrible English. You can get this book free. How's that, Louis? That's better, right? 101 Recipes for Beauty. If you go to justaskdavid.com/Doug, you'll get a copy of this book free, 101 Recipes for Beauty, which actually uses some of the things that we grow in our gardens, some of the vegetables and fruits that are around that are plentiful. They have properties in them that help to beautify your skin and make your body appear, never mind in actuality you are healthier, but you appear to be healthier. So that's very cool. Now, the holidays, this is Thanksgiving weekend, so we have a chart that Louis has created for counting calories from your holiday dinner. And whether or not this is going to, I don't know, word shock sometimes is overused, whether this has an impact on you. There have been a lot of people that have been focusing this fall on losing weight or trying to at least keep up with the boogeyman, the weight boogeyman. Because once you start with Thanksgiving, we're right, and the party season begins, and you got Christmas and New Year's, and it happens every year over and over and over again. So
yeah,
there's a way to be conscious of this and to think about working calories off. So let's open everybody's ears to the facts of what, first of all, they got when they got their holiday dinner.
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, the word is shocked because I was shocked. You know, I watched all the food consumed Thursday. And one of the things that I constantly hear from everybody is, well, it's only one day. Let me show you what happens on that one day. And I'm going to be very, very generous about this. I put pencil to paper here. And, you know, tell me if this is out of line. At the typical Thursday, maybe one glass of wine, maybe a cup of eggnog, okay? Mm-hmm. For snacks, I figured in one cracker with cheese. Okay, that was more than enough. A half a cup of mixed nuts. There's always a nut bowl around.
Right.
Maybe an ounce of potato chips and a tablespoon of dip. Just one tablespoon, which is normally each chip gets a whole tablespoon when you watch people, but we're going to say one tablespoon of dip. Maybe three cups of salad, which is normal, with a tablespoon of dressing, maybe a ranch dressing. 6 ounces of turkey. That sounds fair. A half a cup of stuffing, which is really, I'm being careful. A half a cup more people, you know, most people go through a cup, cup and a half on their plate. A half a cup of cranberry sauce. A half a cup, okay? Imagine that.
Yeah.
Of mashed potatoes with gravy. Not a lot. Half a cup of green bean casserole. Not a lot there. Maybe a half a cup of sweet potatoes. One dinner roll and one pat of butter. Now, this sounds like somebody's eating very light.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of pecan pie for dessert, and maybe 2 hours later, a turkey sandwich with mayonnaise and cranberry. Now, it sounds like this person was being careful with that kind of a dinner. That comes out to 3,843 calories.
So the average man is supposed to have about 1,850, somewhere between 1,850 and 2,000 calories a day. The average woman is supposed to have 1,350 to 1,400, maybe 1,500 right. calories a day. So this is twice the legal limit, if you will.
Yeah. And that's just one meal.
One meal.
Breakfast that day. You might have something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just one day, we say. In order to balance this, All right, that comes out to a walk, a brisk walk, of 38 miles. now, what happens?
There you go.
You don't walk it off, and you can't. You just can't walk that off. It immediately gets stored as fat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we talk about aging. We talk about our appearance. I can't imagine what makes you look more aged than being overweight.
Yeah.
You know, you get that frumpy look, I mean, and you feel bad, you hunch over a little bit, and back aches. You know, when I was heavy, my back was killing me, and I couldn't figure out why. My friend, the doctor, told me, he says, it's because your stomach is pulling out your back.
Yeah.
You're walking crooked. And all these things happen to us with that. So, and that really is not a super crazy amount of food there. I was being very careful with what I put into my calculator.
So, having, again, had this much food, then under the circumstances, getting rid of it, you're going to walk 38 miles, not likely. So, what do you do under the, what do you do to get rid of all those calories?
Well, you know, Doug, they tell you all of these different weights and amounts of food you should eat at a platter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two solutions to it, and this is what's helped me. Not everybody has a kitchen scale,
mm-hmm.
and it's sometimes a little difficult to imagine what your plate should look like. So first of all, you know, most dinner plates are 11 to 12 inches. You know, the smartest thing in the world is go out
smaller.
And buy a package of paper plates that are 9-inch.
Smaller plates. Yeah.
Dessert plates.
Smaller plates. Now, I was, Liz, as you went through your numbers here, I'm just thinking out loud and so are other people,
mm-hmm.
the remedy is not to eat so much. Well, that's easier said than done.
Right.
I was ill. We had Thanksgiving dinner on Wednesday night because my son had to work on Thursday, so my daughter and my son and I and her husband had Thanksgiving dinner about 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, and I had some food poisoning early in the day, and I really wasn't eating very much at all. I didn't. I just got on the scale this morning, and I weigh 2 pounds more than I did. I'm back on my farm in Massachusetts. I went to California last Sunday, so between Sunday and Friday, I picked up a couple of pounds, and it's as easy as what you've just described. I went, I visited a number of friends while I was out here, and had a couple of meals out, and that's all it takes. So you're and just multiply that times the 5 weeks between here and Christmas, and then the parties and what happens that day, and New Year's, and the drinking and stuff that goes on. It's almost like you don't have. You have no hope. But having smaller, it looks, we had, I had a Thanksgiving night dinner with Jennifer Horn, who will be with us later in the hour to talk about your recipes. She and her father and I and a couple of other friends had Thanksgiving dinner at a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And the turkey was delightful. Everything about the meal was quite good, actually. This isn't an ad for them. It was a well-prepared and well-executed meal in a restaurant that was going to have 800-plus patrons over the course of about 4.5 hours coming in for Thanksgiving dinner. It's not a huge restaurant. You've been into those places. They're not huge. They maybe turn over, 150, 200 an hour?
Yeah, probably around that.
Yeah, right. So anyway, what Louis is saying is you're bound to get into a situation where you're going to have more food in front of you than you need or even want. You may think you're being, the host is saying, oh, help yourself, have a good time. The hostess says, here's some more, another plate. No! Don't.
Please.
We don't want to have it left over tomorrow morning. That's not your problem. It's their problem.
Well, you know, one of the things that I do is I put everything into almost a sports perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at your meat on the plate, think of it, it should be the size if you flattened out a golf ball.
Really? I never thought about that.
And your grains, okay, your carbs, you know, think of it as a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You need some whole grains.
Yeah.
And when you think about, you know, your vegetable servings, put them all together and it should be the size of a softball.
Yeah.
As
all
you
right.
do that, you know, you can be more careful that way.
Yep. All right. Now we're going to talk about how to work the calories off. solutions. That's what we're interested in, and how you can avoid the problem. Smaller places, one. So we're interested in fixing the problem, offering solutions. And normally what happens during this hour of the program when David Pollack is here, we've sort of put food and health and beauty together. That's why we urge you to get a copy of this book, 101 Recipes for Beauty from David, which you can get by going to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Also there, you can have your choice. There are a lot of great products that you can survey when you go to justaskdavid.com. A couple of them, the Insta Results Pack, the facelift in a bottle that shrinks and virtually erases the lines and wrinkles that are on your face, the telltale signs of aging. A small amount on your face, under your eyes, on your forehead, and your neck does the trick. This is normally a $65 product. You can get two for the price of one when you dial 941-505-2631. Two for the price of one, plus no shipping or handling charges, direct from the manufacturer. These are great new products because they take the water out. The chemicals are gone. It's just pure. And that's really the reason that I love the Pure Attitude facial serums. There's a three-pack that's available. It's a purifying face wash, a Hydra Drench moisturizing serum, and a multi-effects eye cream. This is a pack that would be a great gift for Christmas, normally $144. If you go to justaskdavid.com/Doug, you get it for $88, or better yet, call that same line, 941-505-2631, for the healthiest skin you can possibly imagine. Free shipping, free handling for all the products that come from David. 941-505-2631. So if the facelift in a bottle Insta result sounds exciting, or some of these other things for cleansing and maintaining your face, this is a good time to get on board at 941-505-2631.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Friday after Thanksgiving at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Take back Black Friday with a slow cooker on sale for $7.99 plus a $5 mail-in rebate.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. $11.99 value limit, one rebate per person, only valid Friday, November 23rd. Additional conditions may apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Thanksgiving weekend, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about how to make sure that the food that you're exposed to doesn't send you down the dark and dirty path of destruction when it comes to eating. I wanted a quick comment from you in a few seconds. Vitamin B12, I noticed that a lot of stars are getting these shots. What's the best food to get B12? Because it is very good for your innards and your outards.
Well, you know, everything I read, I read a few articles about that, how that's the rage now, that these shots, it's from everything I've read, from the doctors I've talked to, that it's more psychological than it is
really
helpful to get these
Stand
shots.
By.
It really doesn't do a lot.
Chef Louis continues.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
It's now 23 and change after the hour. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We'll have his recipe of the week, a good post-Thanksgiving reality. That comes up, a discussion with the Good Day Gang, Jennifer, Rich McFadden, and I with Chef Louis. That's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, we're talking about how to apply common sense, if you will. And that's really what it is, much as anything else. Don't you think so, yeah. Louis? It's common sense. Where the heck is, why, just because somebody puts a lot of food in front of you, that doesn't mean you have to eat it all. People say, well, it's not polite if I don't do that. All right, so let's talk about the solutions. You said people would be shocked learning how to work the calories off.
Right. Well, you know, when you're sitting there and you have that cup of eggnog in front of you, that's 343 calories. Mm-hmm. Whereas a glass of wine or a glass of cider is only 120 calories.
Wine or cider?
Yeah, either one. Mm-hmm. And it's just a much better alternative. When you're snacking before meals, that half a cup of mixed nuts, although they're healthy, 440 calories. Whereas you take a stalk of celery with cream cheese, now you look at it and say, oh, that's got cream cheese, that's going to be fattening. We're talking about real cream cheese, not low fat. But a stalk of celery with that, 45 calories. I mean, it's such a difference.
All I do is put it to music. When you're snacking, when you're snacking, the whole world snacks with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we look at the turkey, okay? Mm-hmm. 6 ounces of turkey is 340 calories.
Mm.
All right, where 6 ounces of ham is 300. But yet 6 ounces of prime rib is right in there with it, 330 calories. So what you got to do is drop it down, like I said. Imagine it the size of a golf ball serving to 3 ounces instead of 6 ounces and cut your calories in half that way. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful because once you start piling on the stuffing, which is a half a cup of that's 180 calories, or the cranberry sauce, a half a cup of that's 190 calories, and then add the mashed potatoes and the gravy, you know, you've just added 500 more calories to that plate.
I'm looking at the book that David wrote, 101 Recipes for Beauty, to see if there's any turkey in here. There is cranberry sauce.
Oh, the cranberry is great.
Yeah, these things that he puts together in this book are, I wasn't kidding, these are things that you would eat normally that are somehow or other used for body scrubs. They are used for washes, face care, dental care, all kinds of things. Cranberries, oranges, buttermilk, yogurt, those sorts of things. All things that you would have along the lines of this weekend when you're exposed to so much food. These things would all be around. So if you want to see this, if you have puffy eyes, for example, there's a way of fixing that with these recipes. There is food and vegetables you can use for hair care. Yeah. I know the old business about beer in your hair, but putting eggs in your hair. And,
you know, and Doug, there's David actually has a recipe in the book that fights cellulite.
Really?
And all of the things that you can imagine. Yeah, and it's a rub. You make it with just what's in the refrigerator or the pantry. I was shocked when he told me about this. We were talking about a recipe one day for something, and it had honey in it. And I was telling him how much I love honey. He says, do you know that if you add this, this, and this, he said, it's in my book, and you can rub it on your skin, it fights cellulite. It'll shrink it. The thing that he's found as a chemist, and he's translated into our daily lives, it's just amazing.
All right, and that's why this book has value as we put food and beauty together. The book 101 Recipes for Beauty by David Pollack is also a book called Stop the Lies, Secrets the Beauty Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. You can get that also free when you go to justaskdavid.com/Doug or when you call to order some of these products that are so good for your face and your skin. Let me give you that number one more time. It's 941-505-2631. These are things that are just practical, and that's what you want. You want practicality. So, other than the smaller plate, how do people avoid this problem for the next meal they're having at the party or at Christmas or New Year's?
Well, just once again, remember, think of a golf ball, a softball, and a baseball, you know, and put it in perspective. You know, you take your meat, it should be the same amount as a golf ball flattened out. Mm-hmm. Take your grains and your dinner roll, think of it as a softball. And then, I mean, as a baseball, and then take all your veggies on the plate and think of it as a softball. That's how much. And if you eat in that proportion, you're going to be so safe about it. You'll be careful. And one other tip, you know, don't put the food on the table. Okay?
What are you
serving food? Put it up on a counter because most people do not go back for seconds if they have to leave the table in front of people. They'll get more.
That's an interesting psychological spin on things.
And it works, yeah.
Yeah. There's a practicality to it. So there's all kinds of things. The things that you're eating can be good for you. Just don't do it in excess. I think that's really the underscore. Chef Louis DeAngelis back with us. Good Day Gang. Discuss the recipes that are pertinent to this weekend. And then some tips in the next half hour from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert. It's the post-Thanksgiving weekend. Chef Louis DeAngelis, again, don't forget the number 941-505-2631 for all these great products we've been talking about here on Good Day Weekend.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
sources bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
It's now 33 after the hour, as the Thanksgiving weekend, post-Thanksgiving weekend, is upon us. Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us for Turkey Day celebrations. What it is that you're celebrating today is what's left over from a day or two ago. So as Louis brings his expertise in here, he's well known in the southeastern part of the country, especially as a chef who fixes restaurants. I will tell you of an experience that Jennifer and I had. We went to for the Thanksgiving dinner, she and her dad and cousins and friends and stuff met at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse and had turkey. And after the meal, we got a doggy bag with more turkey and stuffing, and I think there's some cranberry sauce, a little gravy in with it. It was a very well-prepared meal, and it was well-executed. It was, if I had a survey in front of me, Louis, and was asked to sort of pick the excellent parts out of it, the good parts out of it, and the things that were good, I'd have to give them very good, especially on the food itself and the way it came to us. And granted, I'm with a big celebrity, Mike Horn, so he's very highly thought. And Jennifer, of course, big celebrity
of course,
too.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
Being very well taken care of. The waitress was a little over the top for me. I thought she was a little.
Yeah. She was really nice.
She was too nice. It was too, I'm looking for a big tip kind of thing, and this, that annoyed me. But other than that,
you made friends with the managers, though. The manager,
was a good guy.
You.
Yeah, manager was fine. But there was a fellow who kept bringing the food to the table, Louis.
Yeah.
He would say, every time he'd walk up to the table, I'm sorry, but... And I looked at, I was sitting next to one of the folks that works at CRN Digital with Jennifer and her dad, and I said, this is a guy I've known for a long time. What is he sorry for? I'm sorry. And that was pretty annoying as well. So the point here, my question.
All of a sudden your 10 just turned into a 4.
Well, no, the food is fine, but the waitress was pushy, and the people that were delivering the food were annoying.
See, I just think that they all know my dad, so they're very extra nice, and they want to make sure that you know that, yeah. That's really what I got. I had never had that particular waitress before, but I think she just wanted it to be nice, because I think she knew who my dad was, and he happens to do a radio show in there every week, and so I think she was trying to be nice to him.
Well, that may be all well and good. I was reminded of taking a survey, an airline survey, from the airline that I fly the most, and the people that do these restaurants, some of these bigger restaurants that are, I think, higher up on the scale, the Ruth Chris Steakhouse has a pretty good reputation, and it's moderately pricey, wouldn't you say, Louis?
Yeah, and we have one here in Florida also, or two of them. And they've always been excellent. I mean, their food prep is good. Their kitchen is spotless. You ought to see how that looks.
Okay, but in terms of understanding the total experience, which is kind of what people remember, the total experience, which includes how you feel as you walk into the place, how you feel as you sit down, are you welcomed warmly, do you have a menu, questions answered well, do they order quickly, without fanfare and fooling around. See, that was what bothered me about, I'm the kind of person, even though this was a casual affair, it was a family thing, I don't like going into restaurants, small talking, wasting time. That's my character. I want to get in, order the meal, spend some time with my friends while we're waiting for the meal to come, enjoy the food. When I'm done, out.
Yeah. Now, I had a restaurant that had a problem with their reviews. And what I did was, you know, they had a maitre d' that was at the door that would seat you and then tell you who your server was going to be.
Yeah.
And they get to yakking with people thinking they're going to make you feel comfortable. And really, you're there with company to speak to your company, not to them.
Right.
So I used to have them go in. But one thing that I tweaked a little bit was when they introduced themselves, I had them shake hands with the gentleman and you know, make a little personal contact. Say, I'm so-and-so. I'm here to seat you. Shake their hand. Follow me. Seat them. And then walk away politely. And it really went over big. People were shocked at it because when you walk in a restaurant, nobody shakes your hand.
No. But you want to be able to get, at least I do. Maybe I'm just a fussy customer. But I want to get in, and I want to enjoy good food, popularly priced. And normally if you go, I mean, I don't eat out a lot anyway. I have the sort of same haunts I go to in Framingham, the townie restaurants, if I'm going out. Otherwise, it's something maybe you get prepared and bring home if you're going to have something. Oftentimes that might be the case. But there is just too much foolishness going on in a very competitive. This restaurant business is extraordinarily competitive,
tough.
Right?
It's tough. Yeah, I got to ask you something. If you're the same as the way I am in a restaurant, once I start finishing my meal, you know, once I know that I'm 5 minutes away of being done, I'm looking to leave. You know, I really, when I'm finished, I want to go.
Yep.
And that's usually the most critical part in restaurant surveys where a server knows that, that table number six is done. They got time. I've got time to get back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there and you have to ask somebody for your check. I think because when I'm finished, I want to leave.
Yep.
I'm done with it. And a lot of people, you know, hate lingering. And that's a real critical area in reviews.
People who are good managers should know that and be training or pushing the people that are in there to recognize it and watch. I pushed my seat back, Jennifer, two or three times when I was ready to go.
Yeah, you were ready.
Took her that long to get the check over so we could pay and get out of there. And they had, by the way, Louis, this restaurant had 800 reservations for yesterday. 800.
Push it through.
Yeah, I mean it's turnover, isn't it? Well, isn't it like based on three or four turns in order through the course of a meal, a lunch meal or an evening meal?
But I think when you go to a place like that, the worst thing that they could have happen is if someone felt rushed. Because if you're going in and you're spending money, I don't think they want you to feel rushed. Most people are not like you.
We took our time, but we're in there for 2 hours for God's sake. What do you want?
For a long time.
I understand it.
What'd you say, Louis? Say that again.
It's not a point of being rushed. It's just that I want them to observe me and know that when I'm done. Because, you know, one of my pet peeves is you have food left over in your dish. It's been sitting for 15 minutes, and then they ask if you want to take it with you. And I look at them and say, not if it's been sitting here this long, I don't. You know, you should have came to me 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. So that's an idea that just those of you who run restaurants, work in restaurants, the local restaurants where everybody knows the owner and everybody knows the staff, different. But these national chains or the regional chains is a group of restaurants in New England called Paparazzi. Pretty decent stuff. I mean, it's a higher scale than TGI Fridays or Houlihan's or Ruby Tuesdays, that sort of thing. And the quality of food's is actually pretty good. But they're slow. And I just think that if you're really on to what's going on, if you train...
Pay attention to people's body language, I think, too. You know, if you see that people are getting antsy, you better get over there fast.
Yeah.
They keep prairie dogging. That's what we call it in restaurant business. When people start standing up at the table looking around, you know, looking for their server, we call that prairie dogging.
Well, and I find
when they start doing that, you want to get to them and get them out.
It's extraordinary, and there's a place that I've been two or three times where I always seem to have to do the same thing. And they look at me like, okay, what's wrong with you? Why are you being so impatient? Hello, I've eaten. You've gotten your money out of me. Why don't you want to get me out of there so you can get somebody else into that seat? Never mind. You know, they're busy talking or they're wasting, frittering away time. You know, I can't imagine how they make money if they're doing that. I left that person, the last time it happened to me in the restaurant that I'm talking about, I left the person a very bad tip because it just, hello, pay attention to me. You want me to give you a good tip? Then pay attention to me at what I'm telling you. I want to eat. I want to get out. That's my style. Maybe somebody else doesn't want to do that, but I don't want to spend time. I didn't come in here to enjoy the ambiance. I came in for a good meal. Give it to me, and then let me get out of here.
And wouldn't you suggest, though, that it's all part of observation? A server would know that just from the way you act when you first sit down.
Ought to.
This is a no-nonsense person. He wants to get in and out. I'm gonna
The other thing is when the waiter comes over and tries to engage you, like this is a person you never saw before in your life, and they want to know your life history. Hello.
Yeah.
Please give me a menu. I'm not going to be a jerk. I'm going to tell you what I want to eat. Please get it to me as fast as you can, as well as you can. Let me eat it, and then I'm going
to
get out of here. I don't want
to
tell you about my day.
I
don't want to. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to tell you about my love life. I don't want to tell you about how my children.
You guys are tough.
Well, no. I mean, it's, hello. Let's go.
You're tough.
Are you dreaming of losing?
It's just an idea of observance.
Yeah,
you know, somebody like Doug sits down within minutes. You should know within seconds. You should know this is a no nonsense guy.
I have gone into Meredith and I went into a restaurant the other day, and I forget where. And I'm trying to remember which one it was. But we were always a place in Boston, and she understands me. And we asked how long the wait would be, and it was, it was going to be 10, 15 minutes. So we decided to walk down the street. By the time we walked down the street, we could have gotten, this was a Mexican place that I wanted to kind of eat in, but we walked and walked, and we finally got to a place. We would have, if we'd have stayed there, had our meal at about the same time. And the meal we had in the place we went to wasn't what we sort of were talking and engaged in each other, and we paid not a lot of attention to what we ordered. It was fried food, and it didn't set well with either one of us, and I'm thinking if we'd have gone to the other place, we probably would have had a better meal. So, and speaking of that, we want to have Louis, our recipe of the day, the recipe of the week, suggestions for leftovers. So these would be great recipes. We'll have them for you in a moment. If you're dreaming of losing weight, serious weight, starting right now and through the holiday season, if you have 30 pounds extra on you or more than that, and you want to drop those 30 pounds, even while you're going to all the parties, enjoying Thanksgiving, enjoying Christmas, enjoying New Year's, you can do it. You really can with Axia 30, A-X-I-A 30. Axia 30 is different because it contains an ingredient shown in clinical studies to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in only 12 weeks. That is right. You heard me correctly. 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Axia is packed with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits. You will love the results of this work with Axia 30. Axia 30 has a 3-month money-back guarantee. So if you don't lose the weight over the 3-month period, you get your money back. Here's the number to call to order Axia 30 right now directly from the distributor. It's 800-525-8345. This is a compelling story and a great product. 800-525-8345. You hear all of this stuff about going to this store and buying that product and eating these meals and all that other stuff. You stay on your normal diet, 1,850 calories for men, 1,350 for women, and you'll lose this weight. Lose it now by starting with Axia 30. And by the way, you'll get a month free of Axia 30 when you order at 800-525-8345. Why wait? Do it now while you're thinking about it. Axia 30, 30 pounds off in 12 weeks, 800-525-8345.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For busy moms, time flies when you're running a household and prepping for the holidays. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Research from visualeconomics.com says that during the holidays, people spend almost 4 hours per day doing household activities and taking care of their family. Add on those big holiday meals that are on the menu, and cooking a holiday feast can seem like a daunting task. For more than 90 years, Frigidaire's legendary innovations have helped bring time-saving efficiency to the home. The new Frigidaire Gallery range with Symmetry double ovens means double the meals in half the time. With two large ovens, each big enough to cook a 28-pound turkey, holiday hosts have the flexibility to prepare multiple dishes at the same time, even at different temperatures. Thanks to truly time-saving appliances, Frigidaire is giving Americans the gift of time this holiday season. Visit the Frigidaire Time Machine app at facebook.com/Frigidaire to enter for your chance to win efficient time-saving appliances for your home.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm going to be giving you the shaft. Now, when you heard that you're going to be getting the shaft, what did you think about? Something bad? Well, here comes a great story. About 2 weeks ago, I met an individual who is an elevator repair person in New York City in one of those huge, big buildings. Now, skyscrapers are called. Now, I said to him, is there anything new in the world of elevators? I expected the answer to be no, but he told me the following. Yes, there is a big change. I said, what is it? He said, we have learned to put two elevator cabs in one shaft. Now, obviously, you're thinking, like I'm thinking, that they're going to crash and come together. But he also said they developed technology to ensure that that does not happen. So they doubled productivity. So we all get the shaft in a good way. Now, what can we do in our life to double up on our efforts, to double up on our results with the same exact things? Take the elevator shaft and give yourself the shaft and learn to succeed. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here on Good Day with Jennifer and Doug in the after Turkey Day festivities over the weekend. The real eating begins. You have suggestions for what to do with leftovers this weekend, Louis.
Yeah, well, first of all, the holiday isn't over. I know at my house, they're still at the table, most of them. I mean, this is, you know, this
just
is
resting.
Fancies that dropped off last night, but the rest of them are still there. They're still doing that, and so I don't know about what kind of leftovers we're going to have. But one of my favorite things to do is to make pot pies. I absolutely love them. You make a nice flaky crust. Take all the vegetables that you had left. Chop up some of the turkey. Mix it together in a bowl. Add the gravy. Put it in like making a pie. And bake it up. And you just can't miss with something like that. I mean, it's just the best way to do it. And, you know, of course, you have the old turkey croquettes. I mean, that's always a good standby. But let's not forget breakfast. And I make different hashes. I make it out of fish. Sure. I make hash out of just about anything.
Yum.
And turkey hash is fantastic. And there's nothing to it. You know, just cube or slice thinly some potatoes. Take your meats, whatever protein you want, throw some onion on it, some vegetables on it. And you can't burn it because that's what you're trying to do. You want to caramelize everything so you make a little patty out of it in your fry pan. And it's fantastic with a couple of eggs on top. And especially the way it works with turkey hash, couple of fried eggs on top, a little bit of toast with some nice, you know, something sweet, like you take your cranberry relish that you made and use that like a jelly on your toast. Wow, what a breakfast. I mean, that's just fantastic. So let's not forget using hash. I mean, it's just great to do it that way.
All right, so you got some other suggestions. If you go to DougStefan.com, look on the right-hand side of the homepage. You'll see Chef Louis' position just below where we have the information on crowdfunding. Louis every week posts this recipe, and there are various pies, what you can do with all of the veggies that are left over, and then breakfast, that sort of thing. Eggs are a great binder, and you can do almost anything with them. But Louis has the specifics listed on his, right there, the recipe site at DougStefan.com. So look for Chef Louis' recipe and figure out what you can do with some of the Turkey Day leftovers for this weekend. 51 past the hour. Thanks again, Louis.
Thank you.
Get a
coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopian Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Thanksgiving, done a lot of eating. There is a lot of information at DougStephan.com, which I'm going to pass along to you. You can get an underscore, though, just by going to DougStephan.com, the supermarket guru, and the things that have been put up there by Phil Lempert. One of the things that is very much on the forefront of lots of people's thinking is weight. Gained 2 pounds this week myself. How much did you gain this week? I'm not taking Axia 30 because I didn't really need to lose weight over the course of the summer. I always get very active on my farm and lose the weight that I put on over the course of the winter, starting sort of now through the holidays and doing a lot of things. My lifestyle is a little more sedentary in the wintertime, but I've determined this year not to gain that, and I'm betting that you would like that as well. So my suggestion for you and those of you who are able to pass this information along to other folks, I think you'll... I'm not sure I can recommend this for a, for a Christmas present, because how do you tell a friend, hey, pal, you need to lose 30 pounds? This is more directed right at the source that is right at you. If you are a person who's dreaming of losing weight or trying to keep things stabilized, if you're overweight and you don't want to gain more weight and you'd like to get on a plan, you start by trying to maintain where you are using Axia 30 over the holidays and then seriously get at it so that you can lose the 30 pounds in 12 weeks after the holiday is over. That's why I'm suggesting you call 800-525-8345 for Axia 30. Why Axia 30? It's different. It has a lot of ingredients in it that in clinical studies have been shown to cause the average weight loss to be 30 pounds in about 12 weeks. That's pretty profound. Axia is also packed with antioxidants, provide countless health and anti-aging benefits to you as well. Axia has a full 3-month money-back guarantee. So if you don't lose the weight, you'll get your money back. That's why you ought to call them right now at 800-525-8345. It's good for men. Good for women. You heard Chef Louie earlier in the hour talking about how much in just one Thanksgiving meal the caloric count can go over 3,000, and the average woman needs half that many calories a day, and the average man needs two-thirds of those calories every day. So what the heck are you doing to yourself if in one meal you're going to put on all those, and absorb those calories and put on the weight? Get rid of it. Get started now with Axia 30, 800-525-8345. You're kind of going to be impressed with this, actually. I think you really are. You have nothing to lose but that weight. 800-525-8345. Call now and get a month of Axia free with your order. 3 months you pay for, the fourth month you get free. That'll give you the maintenance and then losing the weight at the end of the 3 months after the holidays. Axia 30, the best way, guaranteed to lose weight or your money back. 800-525-8345. Let's talk about what Phil Lempert has. You go to Doug Steffen's Good Day, the website. You'll see Chef Louis and his recipes on the right-hand side of the homepage. Left-hand side, the information about television food networks, the food network and how it works and how their celebrity chefs help people. It's a pretty big business now. There are a lot of people that are doing these. The cable channel that is the Food Network, the Food Network, started in Rhode Island, and Julia Child apparently was quite an interesting participant from the beginning. There's a lot of information from Phil's perspective on what supermarkets can learn by watching some of these food shows. What do you learn by watching them? You watch them? Grocers speak the language of food to their shoppers. Sometimes some of them do it better than others. Do you go to specialty supermarkets, specialty places to buy your produce, or you just try to find it all in the same place? Anyway, there's a lot that Phil points out supermarkets can learn from the Food Network. Also, big story of the week when it comes to food. If you've gone into your grocery store or into a convenience store to try to find Twinkies, you haven't been able to find. I went into a place yesterday just for the heck of it. On my way to the airport, I wanted to have some Twinkies or something like that. The Hostess cupcakes. Sorry, they're gone, the fellow said. Hostess Brands made the decision to liquidate last week, but the Canadian end is continuing to make them, and there's a company in Mexico that apparently is going to continue to make them. So they'll probably show up again for those who are hoarding, and it's gotten a little out of control. It's just interesting to see how people value something that's really so bad for you. Anyway, it's iconic. I think that's really why people like it so much. Speaking of that, this is the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the...
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.